BBDNO structure, you know, form that does this. There's somebody in there that does it. There's probably some little department off somewhere where they work more or less autonomously, and they don't know about it on top. I'm sure it happens in McCann Erickson. Mr. Harper's so busy, you know, that he couldn't make everything mediocre. You may recall a few years ago, the Young and Rubicum had a run there where it seemed to me, oh, this must have been back in the early 50s sometime, where most of the good ads that came out of Young and Rubicum. I don't know very much about advertising, generally, but I don't know who was responsible for it, but there must have been somebody in there that had a very strong ego indeed and a very strong desire to put out stuff of a particular nature.
You think that the present campaign by advertising agencies on their own behalf is a matter of conscience, since they already have probably as much business as they can use, and you said yourself that it's increasing at a very rapid rate. In other words, are they trying to explain to the public in general why they're doing such a mediocre job?
I wonder if there's an explanation. I don't know. Industry efforts like that and this extreme sensitivity always remind me of that greatest example of all, Advertising Recognition Week. As if you could help but recognize $12 billion worth of the stuff. Maybe what they really mean is Advertising Appreciation Week, you know? Everybody wants to be loved.
It seems very curious to me. There's a little sign hanging beside you that says KPFA.
Oh.
Now, why?
Hello out there.
Why is it that the reverse of this situation of the question that was asked over here, that when a program, something is very interesting, maybe slightly controversial or something of this nature, the advertisers just completely shy away from doing these things that we need. And so now KPFA grows in stature, thank God.
I think that's a good case in point. However, I don't think... he said that was a very good case in point. he pointed out that the duty to handle controversial or even unpopular or debatable subjects was exemplified by this station, KPFA. Was there a question?
There's a question. Why is it that the advertisers shy away from all of this? Why can't they take on some of this?
Gee, just think, I gave a speech for 40 minutes about this. It's because they're chicken. No, look. No, do you know what it really is? I've run into this a lot of times, or a few times at least. I stick coupons at the bottom of lots of ads, and the reason I do is that the client will know who he is. He'll see all these. Do you know what applause is psychologically? I heard a psychiatrist friend of mine. It wasn't mine. Once defined applause as waves of love coming over the footlights, you see. It's very reassuring to these people to have these envelopes come in and they say, look at all the people out there that love us. Of course, if out of 10,000, three of them say, you stink, they say, look at this, you see. You think I ought to tell them about that?
Yeah.
One time, once upon a time, let's mention names, huh? It's when we were all young and gay, Lowell Herrero, it was his first ad in the newspaper, and Bob Freeman, who was the art director at the agency, and I think I must have been, what was I, the media director or something? It was before I became much of a copywriter. I mean, a big copywriter like now. What? I was a radio time buyer. Bob went out of town for a couple of weeks on a vacation, and I'd known Lowell, so I took the opportunity to do a little art direction. So we got up a series of ads that ran on the front page of the Chronicle for Bank of America. And the first one ran. It was kind of a shocker. Lowell's style was considered pretty bizarre in those days. Although it's gained some sort of acceptance, and I understand the kid is making a living now at it. But the first ad ran, and they got a letter from a disgruntled old stockholder. They got it right at the top. Mr. Giannini got it and sent it down to the advertising department, and they were unusually distressed by this symptom of unpopularity, so they suggested that maybe we better kill the ads. So I called up a couple of friends of mine, and Lowell had a sister-in-law who was an art teacher out at Mission High School. So she wrote a letter in saying how great they were, and these two friends of mine called up the advertising manager and said how great they were, and the campaign was reinstalled the next day. So the only lesson we could get out of that was that when presenting a debatable campaign, have your letters all set up first. After that, the campaign ran for about 4 years, I think, didn't it?
I hope that you've enjoyed this as much as some of us who heard everything, even the byplay.